Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
That's what the state of New York is saying to the federal government about Sandy's recovery. I need money. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 Till. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Nicole Galinas. Nicole is a senior fellow with Manhattan Institute. She is a contributing editor to City Journal. She's the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street in Washington. Nicole, we're talking about Sandy and who should pay for Sandy and the debate going on right now about whereas the statute for FEMA outlines 75% recovery from the federal government. Katrina, they appropriated up to 100% for that one, and the Governor Cuomo of New York wants that 100% for his Sandy victims. I conducted a poll of my audience back about the middle of November, and I asked this question: do you think Americans count on the federal government too much to bail out national disasters from taxpayers' money? 29% said no. 8% were undecided. 62% said yes. The Americans count on the federal government too much. Now, I thought that was an interesting, and I'm with them, by the way. It does bother me, frankly, every time there's a disaster that a hurricane or tornado or whatever, that we turn to the federal government for everything. And it's not that I don't want to help people, Nicole, because that's not who I am at all. It's just the principle of every time we get a boo-boo, we turn to the federal government. And Nicole, the more we turn to the federal government, the more we awaken that horrible beast and invite it into our lives. And I just think we've got to figure out how to be more locally self-reliant. What do you think?
Well, I think it's fine for FEMA to play a big role in the acute response, disaster recovery, something.
Professional support.
Well, I think that for example, if a state like New York is able to go through FEMA and order up things like ambulances and generators and so forth from out of state, as they were after Sandy, mm-hmm. that it allows them to have a smaller government, the 99% of the time that they don't need it, because you don't have to have all of those resources on reserve. So I think that's fine. I think the problem is the language of the 100% reimbursement. The state and city that have been affected should have to pay for some of these costs. And why is that? Well, most of the time we benefit from living on the coast, and so we have to pay something for the times that we don't benefit.
Right.
The other thing is that it gives us a reason to invest in flood protection infrastructure. For example, Cuomo wanted 100% reimbursement for the private utilities that mm-hmm. lost assets during Sandy.
Right.
But if the ratepayers don't have to pay, they have no reason to invest in putting the rest
That's
of
right.
the system underground and
That's
making
right.
sure that they're not affected in the future, because it's cheaper for them to lose power for a week.
If you're going to live and benefit from the natural wonders of living on the coast, you should be expected to prepare for and pay for the odd time that you're hit with a disaster. And the people in Iowa, the people in Colorado, the people in Kentucky shouldn't have to contribute to completely bail out those people. I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but there's got to be some kind of understanding that if you have a place on the beach, Nicole, you could get rich just inheriting that from your mother who bought it in the 40s. Now you have it, and she bought it for $30,000. Now you sell it for $30 million because it's on the Atlantic Ocean. Well, if your building gets blown away, the people in Iowa shouldn't have to pay to replace that.
Yeah, and I think the reverse is, you know, as you know, New York sends much more money to the federal government than it gets back. You know, maybe if we send, for every dollar that we send to the federal government, we get 85 cents back. And this, in the long run, contributes to that, because the next time we've got a disaster outside of New York City, you know, on the Gulf Coast, wherever it may be, then those governors will say, okay, well, now 100% reimbursement is the norm.
But exactly. But Nicole, here's the other thing. Eventually, somebody's going to start saying, yes, we know we want to help you guys, but we don't have the money. Where's the money going to come from? I mean, at some point in time, Nicole, the pot just runs dry.
Well, all state and local governments, you know, a lot of the South has much, much smaller government than New York has.
Yep.
It may be a good idea for them to invest more of their own funds in disaster preparation.
You mean New York?
No, the state and local governments, you know, in New Orleans.
See, those people, now that, and that's a whole other topic, because those levies, there's no way that the state of Louisiana and the Corps of Engineers didn't know that those levees wouldn't hold. They knew that. They could have spent money over the last 50 years to protect that, and they didn't do that. I mean, I blame the local folks for that as well. But I'm with the majority of my audience, Nicole, and I include myself in that group. That's 62%, which is that Americans count too much on the federal government to bail out natural disasters with taxpayers' money. Folks, this is one of the things we got to realize. We can't fund everybody from the federal government. We got to get this beast downsized somehow, and this is one way to do it. Be locally responsible for your own disasters more than you have been in the past. Tintil, right back with Nicole Galina. Stay with us.
Okay, everyone, I called.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.